What's up, y'all? Welcome to my podcast, 30 Thou. The Black Notre Dame is coming straight to you. We're going to be talking about strictly nothing but spiritual perspective, spiritual things. I talk about the things that come out of my mouth are the things that you think in your mind, that you say to yourself, or when you deep in your thoughts late at night, or when you dumbass fucking fried. This is the shit I think about on a regular basis. So let's just get right to it. I want to start off by saying I want to pay homage first to New York City. Everybody wants to know where this shit came from, how this shit got started. I got to say, if you are listening to my podcast, we got to pay homage to New York. That is the most spiritual place on the East Coast. That's the most spiritual place in the urban place, like in the most urban area in the East Coast. Like, shout outs to definitely New York. Shout outs to definitely P God, and definitely shout outs to Joey Badass and definitely the whole New York for the way they've made their culture available. Because I gotta say, they were the first people to really put this shit out there. And due to the simple fact of I made what I am, you know what I mean? It made sense to me, and I really blew it up and pushed it, and look where we are now. So let's get right to it. But we gotta definitely say thank you, New York City. Thank you. So I have a list of things that we want to get to. We want to keep these episodes short, but we're going to talk about, first, I want to get into myself, and because if we get into myself first, that'll make you understand the source of where all this is coming from, the root of where all this is coming from. This will make sense to you better, or why this is even going on. So, boom. I need a sativa right now. So just had to take a hit before I do anything spiritual. We'll talk about anything spiritual. I want to take a hit of the weed. Got to stay high, elevated. You know what I mean? It makes me think less and just feel more. You know what I mean? That's how the spirits talk. You know what I mean? When you let them, and you know, when you slow down your conscience and quiet down your consciousness, and you know, because your mind races. When you quiet that, that's when the spirits can talk to you. That's when you get connected to your higher self. But, you know, so I want to start off by saying it took me a long time to understand this, man. I've always grown up very, very depressed, very, very introverted, and always ask questions like, why I'm here, even as a little kid. Like, why am I here? Why am I even doing this? What is this purpose? Like, why am I even... What is this? Why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I live a double life and I go to sleep. Like, you know what I mean? And I always felt like there's a reason why I'm even thinking like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be some type of math equation for the universe. Like, so to speak. Even as a child, I was like, yo, this got to be something that puts this shit together. Because this whole Jesus Christ thing and church, I fell asleep on it. It didn't make any sense. It didn't resonate with me. You know what I mean? So I want to start off by saying, ironically enough, believe it or not, and I'm going to prove to you that I am the opposite of Einstein, Albert Einstein. My birthday is the total, complete opposite of Albert Einstein, which now it makes perfect sense to me of why I'm into the things I'm into. So, you know, I've always grown up rebellious, you know, not doing what I'm told. Like, when somebody says go left, I'm going to go right. Or if anything, I'm going to ask questions. Like, why should I go that way? You know what I'm saying? And my teachers didn't like that shit because I was always real rebellious. And I've always felt like, why, you know, even as a child, man, why are they trying to control me? Why are they trying to hold me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I got to take a piss in school, something that's natural, why do I got to raise my hand to take a piss? And, you know, of course they go say some shit like, you know, oh, it's to keep order and shit like that. You know, that's what the system will say. You know what I mean? To keep order. But only thing you keep in order is our minds. School is the first, is the beginning of slavery. School is the beginning of the stardom of slavery. Why? Because that's the place where we first get our minds molded as a young person. You know what I'm saying? And that's where that began. School is what gets us to not even learn about ourselves. We get to a point where we think learning about ourselves or focusing on ourselves is conceited or selfish. You know what I'm saying? Or especially according to Christianity, that's selfish. And that's the whole point of this whole thing, is to love yourself. You can't love nobody else and treat nobody else good if you don't treat yourself and love yourself. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't even know how to treat yourself with respect, how you gonna treat somebody else with respect? But in the Christianity, they don't want you to, like, you know, be too focused on yourself. But, you know, so, you know, I just want to say, I've always used, before I consciously knew what was going on, my body, our bodies are walking satellites. My body was making me feel like this shit was wrong. How? Even as a child, when I was in church, I would fall asleep to that shit. Just falling asleep, I couldn't feel it. It didn't make any sense to me. So my body, I just fell asleep on it. You know what I'm saying? School shit, falling asleep on it. You know what I'm saying? But like, very intelligent kid, like on a roll, you know what I'm saying? Just because that's what I needed to do. You know what I'm saying? And back at home, I had a Scorpio with my mom. We see this relationship all the time, the Scorpios with the Virgos. You know, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about everything. Everything that makes up everything that you're looking at and feeling right now, we're going to be talking about. Your parents, everything, your friends. I know why your parents are your parents. I know why you're why you are. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the main part. Let's get back to the beginning, because we can jump to many different parts on this. So, you know, I started off with having a Scorpio fatherly background. I didn't know my father, but the person that helped raise me in a masculine way was a Scorpio. And you know, as we know, Scorpios are very, very controlling. And that was the first way to teach me, to try to mold me. And he didn't like that he could not control me. And me and him bump heads. And I was only like 4, 5, 6. Bumping heads with this grown man just because I cannot be held down. So, point of the matter is, I was born, made this way for a specific reason. We were born specifically with certain programs. That's just because everything's like a computer. We're born with certain programs. We're born infinite, yes, but we're born with, I would have to say, memories. We're born with memories in our soul. That shit is not in our brain. Our memories are in our soul. You understand what I'm saying? And we take these things back, these memories from past lives and things that we've done, these karmas, and we bring them to the present moment of the life that we're living right now. And that's one of the reasons why I've always been made rebellious. Even as a child, because I knew this shit was wrong and I'm here to destroy this shit. You understand what I'm saying? Even as a young person, young being rebellious, I understood in some way that they're trying to control me and I'm not per se wrong. But after a while, the molding becomes molded. It starts to harden. And you become part of what the system wants you. You understand? And, you know, for the longest time, you know, children and babies are born all knowing. They know everything. That's why they can see spirits. That's why these movies are made. You know, that's why we had the movie It. That movie taught us right there that children are seeing spiritual shit. Well, of course, it's a scary movie. It's a scary movie, and they're gonna exaggerate it. But we gotta look at besides the genres and besides the forefront of shit. We gotta look deeper. The kids could only see that shit. The parents couldn't see it. Why? Because parents didn't want to believe it. They kept pushing it away, kept pushing it out. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Same thing with Freddy Krueger. Pushing it out. The parents don't believe it. Why don't the parents believe it? Because the parents are controlled. These movies have been teaching this the whole time. Freddy Krueger, It. Butterfly Effect. All these movies been teaching this, and we've not been paying attention. But this is making me jump from many different points. But even as a child, this is why I saw X-Men as the way I felt connected to X-Men. Because X-Men made me feel like I was different and it was okay to be different. Right? So what was X-Men teaching us? Right? That there is a set of people on this earth. Not saying that everyone ain't special, but there's a set of people who are awakened to the fact that they are special. That there is something up. And the world hates those type of people. These people are assassinated. These people will kill our Martin Luther Kings, our JFKs. You know what I'm saying? Our princes, our Michaels, our John Lennons. These people will kill people with magical powers. The 5% of the people, 5% of the people who's able to make a difference, who use their powers are killed. Who get it, they're killed. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all gotta understand we're living in a controlled environment. We're living in, like, y'all know it's called the rat race for a reason. Because we're living in a box, running on this thing where there's people over the experiment watching us and controlling everything that's going in the environment. Do you understand? Our music, our food, our TV, anything that's in our five senses, taste, smell, hear. All that shit affects us spiritually. Because that's what makes us what we are. Am I correct? And slowly and surely, this is why our parents are the way they are. They ignore it. They push it away. They don't want to listen. They don't. I'm those babies that be looking up at people and be like, y'all don't fuck with them. I'm that baby. I made myself what I am. Like the skin color, the day I was born, the parents. I made that situation up for myself as my soul. I picked this shit. I picked this shit for me. This whole thing, my mother, I picked everything. I just picked everything for myself. That's what y'all not understanding. You are the full control of your destiny so much that we forget the logical powers that we have. Like the manifestation. See, this I need to go back, man. That's what I'm saying. I need to go back. A lot of this shit I felt as a child. But it got warped out of me. It got taken out of me. You know what I'm saying? They want it gone. But because the spiritual, this shit is so inclined and embedded in my soul that I have to do this spiritual shit, I had to get back on it. But I needed help. I got guided. It's like I got guided, man. Because of the vibration of my birthday of what I gave myself. I'm like, yo, this is what I have to do. I'm a Virgo for a reason. Every sign rules a body part. I'm just going to stick with me even for now for this episode. I am a Virgo. The Virgo rules the small intestines. That is the hardest thing to deal with in the spiritual enlightenment. The appetite. And that's what I am, a Virgo. Dealing with the small intestines. The appetite. The hardest thing you got to deal with when spiritual enlightenment is the stomach. I got to deal with that shit on purpose. I did that on purpose. To force the spiritual on myself. Not only that, I'm born on the 16th. 16 is a 7 when you add the 6 and the 1. If you look in history, 7 is like one of the most spiritualist numbers in numerology. I gave myself that on purpose. Born on that day. Numbers, days have frequencies. They carry vibes, which means that it's going to direct a certain thing if you work with the tide. If you work with the frequency, if you work with the energies, then, you know what I'm saying? If you work against it, like, if you work against the current, you're going to get pushed back. It's not going to work out for you. You know what I mean? So I just want to say, you know, I gave myself these things. I gave myself these attributes on purpose to, like, intensify my spiritual, not really intensify no spiritual anything, to make me realize what the fuck is going on. There ain't no spiritual. It's just realizing and waking up what is going on. There ain't no spiritual. It's just you waking up. That you are the controller. Stop blaming everything on everybody. It's you. You control more shit around you than what you think. You damn near control the people around you. That's what I'm realizing. We are in control of damn near the people around us. The people we attract. For example, I made my brother realize, even in a trapped environment like working at a 9-to-5, you attract certain people for you. Like, I've realized, like, because I'm so sensitive. Because we're going to need to go back to the fact that I am the opposite of Albert Einstein. We're going to go back to that point. So, but before I go to that point, I want to make y'all understand how we are a magnet for specific things in our life. Even at a 9-to-5. When I worked the jobs and shit like that, you know, I started noticing, like, I obviously have a certain type of vibe, and everyone has a different type of vibe, right? But we're all sharing this building where we're working. So what happens is I seem to attract 90.9% of the time really, really nice people, because that's the type of person I am. And then I'll attract, you know, that set of people where there's a piece of me where I don't fuck with nobody and where I get asshole customers, right? But it just seems like the customers that I see, not only that, it'd be the customers that I attract are into, the customers that I used to attract were customers that were into the same things that I was into, you know what I'm saying? And the people who, other people who were ringing up weren't attracting anybody. It was just regular, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't having the same experiences I was, unless they were enlightened to the type of people that they were attracting in their line. But it was like I was attracting people that were, for me, people that were mirror images of myself and the vibes that were having. Because it's like, as soon as I would get like kind of irritated, I would get an irritated customer. But as soon as I get myself together, like, be like, all right, you know, it's like that sensitive of frequency of signal with this universe. You know what I'm saying? So what did Einstein do? Einstein was the man who put the universe in an equation, right? He was a Pisces, born March 14th, right? He was a Pisces born March 14th. He was the man who put the universe in an equation, right? Now, what would March 14th stand for? March 14th means that he's a Pisces born. We're not even going to talk about his life path. We're not even going to get into that part. We're going to talk about the basic thing, like the basic base of a person's birthday that I look at, right? And the day you're born on is kind of like your superpower, right? Because we all have superpowers. But it's up to you if you're going to actually use them and pay attention and learn yourself. So, but Albert Einstein, he's a Pisces born on the 14th. 14 represents 5. 5 represents Mercury. And Mercury represents communication, fast travel, quick money, abusing substances. It's freedom. 5 represents freedom. It's the 5 senses. It represents the human body. 5 represents the human consciousness. And that's what, and he's born on that day. So that means he's a Pisces born on the opposite of itself. A Pisces born on the opposite of itself, right? I am the exact same thing. I am a Virgo, opposite of Pisces, born on a Pisces day. My birthday is September 16th. And he's a third decan of his sign, which is the third version of his sign, which is the 14th. That's third decan of his sign. I'm September 16th, third decan of my sign, a Virgo born on the Pisces version I'm a Virgo with Pisces shit going on. You understand what I'm saying? So we're literally direct opposite. So where he puts the equation, well, puts the universe in the equation, I'm literally taking the energy and making it into a physical thing and explaining it for you. Where he just put the energy in an equation, I'm able to put the energy into communication, actually into a physical thing. You understand what I'm saying? The opposite of what he's doing. So I can't help myself. I look at everything spiritual. I can't, like, literally, everyone that's living in my household is a Mercury sign. What does that mean? Right? That's the question. What does that mean? Mercury, the closest planet to the sun. Right? So what would that mean? That means how we would think, our intellect. The closest thing to our sun. The sun represents who we are. Our description of who we are. The sun, in a spiritual term, represents who we are. Us as a whole. Right? The closest thing to the sun, Mercury, how we think. Right? That's like who we are. And the next thing to what that describes the person will be how we think. That would be the next level of a person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of who we are. Like, the next thing will be, like, how you think. And then, that, ironically, is the planet Mercury, right? And I kind of really totally forgot where I was about to go with this. God damn it. I will do that often. God damn it. Well, okay, so my whole household is made out of Mercury. My mom is born September 11th. How crazy is that? September 11th. My brother is born June 18th, a Gemini. My mother is a Virgo, and I'm born September 16th, a Virgo. And was ironic, and everybody's family has a relationship, a special universal code, where it's something that makes y'all tick specifically. And, you know what I mean? I'm one of the special people who can see, and not everybody can do it. Like, I am 2% of the people who can do this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I've learned the tick in our family is communication. We do not get emotional about shit in here. We're very, very antsy about our communication. Like, you can communication in everything, body language, everything is communication. Like, more than you think. So, like, if somebody is, like, we can tell when somebody's moody because through their body language. That's communication. Body language, that's communication. We read all that shit. Mercury is made up of that. How we think. But also, body has a language. What makes it crazy for me, different from the regular Virgos, is I can feel. Not all Virgos feel. Virgos is a earth element. Earth element is dry. It don't feel shit. It takes everything in. Like, it feels shit. I'm not going to say it don't feel shit. It takes everything in. The numbers is what describes, like, the vibe of the person. Like, you can take a cold-hearted bastard Capricorn and give them some numbers, a certain set of numbers, and they'll be a little softy, but still be a cold bastard, but still be a softy. Where you can get another number for that Capricorn, and he'd just be all cold bastard. You know what I'm saying? Because Capricorns are just cold, period. But that's just an example of, like, my family. Like, everyone in my family is Mercury. How the hell, why is there all the both sides of Mercury in my household? I have the Gemini and the Virgo. My mom and my brother. Both sides of Mercury. Every planet has two sides of it. The Venus has two sides of it. Mars have two sides of it. The sun is the only planet that don't have two sides to it, but it still has an opposite. The opposite of the sun would be Saturn, and that would be Aquarius. But, and also Capricorn is very, very involved in that too. That's why you see Leo and Capricorn's also. But we're not going to get too far into that part, but into a compatibility. Because this episode is going to be in 5 minutes. But I want you to understand that everything around you is math. There is a computer math code. The universe works in some type of code. That this shit isn't natural, isn't some type of chaotic, random shit. Everything that's happening to you, everything that has happened to you, everything that will happen to you is part of something that you have done. A code that you put out because of the code that you have made that you are unconscious of that you need to learn so you can control what you're putting out. You understand? You gotta understand the signal or the satellite before you can understand the signal. You gotta understand the satellite first, and you're the satellite. Once you understand the satellite, then you can see what type of signal you're putting out. You know what I mean? And I'm very, 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 very sensitive to everything around me. Everything, all my five senses. And that was the difference between me and the Pisces, me and my opposite, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein is sensitive to, like, they're sensitive to the energies because they're water. Water is a lighter element than earth. Element is everything, people. Element is everything. Okay? And you need to see what type of elements you're made out of. That's what makes you who you are. Are you earthly? Because you're more than just earth. You're more than just one element. You're made up of multiple elements. Are you air? Are you earth? Are you fire? And I can. And what's special about me is the specialty about me is that makes me so special. I can tell if you're earth, fire, air, or water. I can look at you and tell. I can guess signs now. I can look at you and tell. I've been gifted with that, with the clairvoyant. My psyche is crazy now. That's seven. My psyche is ridiculous. I can spot water and fire a mile away. That's why my wife has got to be a fire sign, because I can tell. I need a fire wife. Like a woman, fire wife. Like, oh my God. I need a fire woman sign. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I manipulate the elements and use this shit purposely, because I don't even have to know you. Know your birthday and know what you naturally are good at. You understand? It's using the natural energies. I've been studying this. First of all, there was a signal. That's why everybody's into this shit now. Now it's becoming more prominent. It was supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen. We're going to end this really soon. We're going to end this with the closing. This was supposed to happen in 2012 was the signal. I was born this way to push the signal out to let y'all know. But there was a planetary signal going out in 2012. That's what the craziness was going on. Well, that's what all the craziness was about. That's why everybody was like so confused on what was going on. It's the end of the calendars. They didn't know what was going on. Everyone was confused. 2012 was the signal to let everyone know that this spiritual shit is coming. We're coming into 4D. We're coming into 5D. The government is about to kill us. They've been killing us. They've about to really put the hammer down, put the foot on the gas and the hand on the wheel, and put the windows up. They really about to, they doing it, y'all. They about to push it hard. They're pushing it hard, y'all. And we're not prepared. We're not prepared. We fall for all their tricks and gimmicks. They put everything right in front of our face, and we're not realizing that everything that they're putting in front of our face is truth and fact. A lot of these movies, they're trying to kill us and poison us, slow death. Guys, we're supposed to live at the age of 200 years old. Because I've gained some type of control of my diet, I still look at the age of fucking 16, 15, 18. Because we're supposed to live at least 200. Easy. I'm 20-some years old. I'm in my late 20s. I'm still looking like a teenager. Understand, you made yourself this way. Whatever you are, however you are, whatever the circumstances is going to, you made them for yourself. You've made the choices that ended up where you are. There's a few only universal laws. And one of the main ones is cause and effect. If you put your finger on the fucking stove, you're going to burn yourself. Am I right or wrong? If you're thinking constantly that you're not good enough, you're going to constantly be in circumstances where you're not good enough. And this is where I'm going to start you. This is the perfect podcast to get you guys right. Because everyone wants to talk about manifesting, manifesting, manifesting. But everyone's not manifesting what they want because you don't know how to manifest because you don't know who you are to control your energies to manifest. Some people are more sensitive. They can look at things. Some people can just think of things. Some people need to physically touch things. That's what I'm here for, guys. I've changed lives. I've turned people around. And this is what I'm here for. You know what I mean? I don't want to do the YouTube because I'm very, very introspective. Like, I'm very like, that's seven, man. I sense and feel everything. My back is behind, like my back is turned and I can feel you looking at me and I'll turn around, not even know who's looking at me in a crowd of people and lock eyes with you. Because I'm a walking satellite. And what happens is when you clean your diet, that is the master to it all. That's why I'm a Virgo. It's the I'm so sensitive to my stomach. It's like I'm made to know what's not good for me. From a child, I've been made this way. I've always known hot dogs aren't good for me. I've always known burgers weren't good for me. I've always known cow milk wasn't good for me. Because the shit hurt my stomach, but I didn't know what it meant at the time. That's just how I lived. That's just what it was. I lived with stomach pain. Because I did not know. Knowing that my body's telling me this isn't good food. That's all I was eating because I had no control over my dinner. I mean, I still had greens and stuff like that sometimes, most of the time. But like, we had home burgers and stuff like that. We didn't have McDonald's and shit like that. But ground beef is ground beef and meat weighs you down. Light is light, people. That's why I'm able to see spirits and stuff now. Spirit is light. Think about that. Light. Meat is too heavy for that shit. The less meat you have, the lighter you see more light. I just want to appreciate everyone who's come to listen. Tell your friends, tell everyone if you're into the spiritual. This is the first episode, the opposite of Albert Einstein. I will have a new episode next week. Every week, we will do an episode every time there's an opposite. Every time there's an opposite of a the opposite. When it's an odd number day, every time there's an odd number day, we're going to make sure we do an episode regardless. It can never. Today is just a special day because it's a 4-day. It's a karmatic day. It's a working hard day, and that's all I've done all day. Today's the 4th, and that's all I've done today is work hard. 4 represents the foundation, and I'm trying to make a foundation. That's what I'm doing today. Thank you, everyone who's came to listen. This is 30 Thale coming to you. Listen to me on Spotify, Apple Music, 30 Thale, 30 THONU, Situation. My single is out now. And check this in my spot and check this out on new episodes coming out every week. I'll check you guys out next week. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, peace and love.